Test 65, Section 3, Question 26, and here we're looking for the flaw in the argument. And it says, because our club recruited the best volleyball players in the city, we will have the best team in the city. Moreover, since the best team in the city will be the most likely to win the championship, our club will almost certainly be the city champions this year. Now, this one is a little bit sneaky because when I first read it, I was looking for a different flaw than what ended up being the correct answer. So if you fell into this boat, I sympathize. So what this one is saying, it says because we recruited the best volleyball players, we will have the best team. Now, remember that whatever we take as evidence needs to be accepted. So we're going to accept that. And then it says, moreover, since the best team will be the team most likely to win the city championship, our club will almost certainly be city champions this year. And this second half is where we actually get the flaw, because the flaw is going from the, basically, this is a majority plurality issue, you know, kind of in political terms, but it says the best team will be the team most likely to win the championship. But suppose there are 50 teams. The team most likely to win the championship might still only have a 5% chance of winning if none of the others have more than a 2% chance. And so you can't jump from the most likely team to win, so the team that will be the most likely to win, to our club will almost certainly be the city champions. Just because you have the greatest chance of any of the individual teams doesn't mean that it's more likely than not that you're going to win. So that's the flaw here. So now we look at our answers. Presumes that presenting relevant evidence that an entity can be distinguished as the best only on the basis of competition. Well, it's not actually saying they're the best on the basis of competition. It's saying that they're the best because they have the best players. Predicts the success of an entity on the basis of features that are not relevant to the quality of that entity. Well, the quality of the players is relevant to the quality of the team. Predicts the outcome of competition merely on the basis of a comparison between the parties in that competition. Well, that's not really the flaw, because it's actually okay to base the outcome based on a comparison of the elements. Presuming without warrant that if an entity is the best among its competitors, then each individual part of that entity must also be the best. This is tricky because this is the reverse of one of the, you know, kind of potentially problematic elements in this, which is, it is assuming that because they have the best players, the whole team will be the best. That's the fallacy of composition, but this is going the other way. It's saying presuming that if a team is the best, then each individual must be the best. That's actually going backwards on what the flaw was saying. And then concludes that because an event is the most likely of a set of possible events, that event is more likely to occur than not, and that's our correct answer. So that's why E is our correct one. Now, it would have been a little bit of a different issue if they had said, if they had had an answer that said, presumes because each member of a group has a quality, that the whole group has that quality, that would have potentially been a flaw here as well, but they didn't give us that as an answer. And so E is our correct one.